United Armed Forces by cutting costs and boosting efficiency.
You're listening to the World News from the BBC.
From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Marva Hinton. Election day is finally here, and some voters across South Florida are reporting long lines this morning. We have reports of some voters giving up because they had to go to work, but others are telling us they waited less than an hour to cast a ballot, and some say there was no wait at all. Derek Marbles works in finance and was waiting to vote at a polling place in downtown Miami. He says he's opting to give President Obama 4 more years in the White House.
I went online to see if it was possible that I could vote on Sunday. They said, well, where do you live? And I said, Broward.
I deal more in banking and finance, so I kind of look back from 4 years ago and the turmoil that it is and now kind of seeing where things are beginning to kind of turn around. So I see it as something that's, you know, kind of progressed.
Cindy Gonzalez showed up first thing to vote this morning in Pompano Beach. She owns her own business and tells us she wanted to vote over the weekend by presenting an absentee ballot in person on Sunday, but that didn't work out so well.
I went online to see if it was possible that I could vote on Sunday. They said, well, where do you live? And I said, Broward County. They said, oh, no, there's no voting on Sunday in Broward County, only in Dade and Palm Beach. And I said, well, is it possible to absentee vote in Dade or Palm Beach? No, you have to vote in your own county. Okay, so then they said, well, you can vote tomorrow absentee, but you have to vote in either Lauderhill or downtown Fort Lauderdale. So I got up, drove over to Lauderhill, get over there with my absentee ballot, get to the front of the line. The policeman says, do you have an appointment? And I said, no. He said, well, then you can't drop off your ballot.
Gonzalez was able to vote this morning without any problems. If you're voting today and run into trouble or just see something interesting, let us know by sending us a tweet to WLRN Herald with hashtag WLRN election. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton.
On Friday, November 16th, the Children's Trust will recognize dedicated child advocates who inspire us all at its Champions for Children Awards Ceremony. People like renowned autism expert